indeed. Well, as far as the cellar is concerned, I only ever went into the cellar once with my uncle. He took me down there to show me, and I was terrified. It was such a dark and dingy place. I didn't know what to expect. It certainly doesn't look anything like that, or it didn't look anything like that, but I'm sure, you know, with those red bricks, that's just as it was, but so dark in there. And I know my nan used to get her coal delivered into that cellar, but I don't remember actually seeing it in there. It was just a place I didn't really want to go, and I think my uncle sensed that, and we didn't stay in there very long at all. As far as the house is concerned, I have some vague memories. I know certainly there was a hallway from the front door which stepped out straight into Lich Street, just around here, I would say. And in the hallway there was a room on the right hand side, which I guess was some sort of dining room, maybe. Very seldom used, I know, but between there and the actual living room there was a glass door, or a door with glass panels in. And I remember vividly coming home with my mum one day, and my aunt had put her elbow through the glass door, and she was quite badly injured from that. It wasn't disastrous, but it wasn't particularly pleasant. And that glass, I remember, had some red in it, so it was actually an ornate glass rather than just plain glass, which was quite interesting. I remember the courtyard at the back, just about, very tiny, very dark, no sunlight. And my nan had one of the old-fashioned hand-operated mangles, and I do remember that because we were fascinated by it, and at the age of four we always wanted to turn it, so I do remember that. Just outside the street, or just outside the house, going left down Lich Street, we walked down to a small court. I can't remember the number, but looking at the map I think it's court number one. In that court there was a few steps up through almost a tiny passageway, and the first house on the left, the lady who lived there, she had the front door was a stable door with a top opening and a bottom opening, and I remember the top open, and she used to lean there probably all day just chatting and passing the time of day, and I do remember that. I don't know her name. Maybe my sister or my aunt might remember, but she was always there chatting to everyone who was walking up and down the court. Outside again, beyond there, going back to the court, I do remember that opposite this lady's house, there was a big room or a big building, which was very, very bare inside, except for a mangle or two, and some sort of heating system, and it was actually a wash house, a communal wash house, where people did their laundry. What I remember most about it was, I think, that the walls were just plain white tiles. And it wasn't particularly attractive in there at all. Coming out of there and down the road a little bit further, on the right-hand side was the Lich Gate, of course, and I've got lots of memories of that, because on the very corner was a little sweet shop, or it was probably sold other things as well. I think the person who owned it was Alice Young, and I can remember my mum taking me there on lots of occasions and spending her coupons, because rationing was still in place then. And we'd buy a few little sweets, so it was a precious place for me. And one thing I do remember about it were the colourful enamel advertising signs that were screwed to the wall, and that's always stuck in my memory, and I actually have quite an affinity with those even today. And the last thing I remember really was being chased down the street by my dad one day, probably being naughty, and he chased me down as far as Lich Gate itself, and I fell over. And I still have the scars on my hand where pieces of wood stuck in my hand.